Hello and I welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I know that if you'll stay tuned to this broadcast today, that God's Word will encourage you. I want you to realize the Bible is more than just a book. The Bible is the living Word of God, and what God did for those in the Word of God, He'll do for you and He'll do for me. We need to know the Word and understand the Word and take it and apply it to our hearts. And before I begin to get into Word that I want to read to you today and minister to you on, I want to have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, how we praise you and we worship you on this beautiful day that you've made. No matter what we're facing, we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. And as the psalmist said, that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Let us never forget what you've done for us. Let us never forget your blessings upon us and your power and your mercy. May we realize and know that the congregation here today, that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Have your way, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to read out of 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 22. But before I read this scripture and get into this story, I want to explain something to you. We realize in 1 Samuel, we read about King Saul and his army was afraid and dismayed of a big giant called Goliath. And a 17-year-old boy named David came down to check on his brothers during this so-called battle. And he looked at what was going on, and everybody was fearful of this big giant. And he persuaded King Saul to let him fight the giant. The Bible says that David ran toward Goliath, and he threw that stone, and in the name of the Lord, he fell to the ground. And David got the victory over this giant Goliath, and the army got their backbone back and pursued and went after the enemy, and God gave him victory. But a lot of us never read the part in 2 Samuel, chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, when David was in his 50s, he faced Goliath's son. And the Bible said that when he faced him, he grew faint, and someone else had to come in and fight for him. And I'm telling you this, and the message is this, the devil, he's going to come back. You might have got victory today, but you got to keep your armor on. He's coming back. You might have got the victory over this situation or that situation, but strengthen yourself because the enemy's coming back. You got to stay in the Word. You got to stay prayed up. You got to stay where there's accountability and to hide the Word of God in your heart. Because, see, you fight the Word of faith. You got to have that faith and to stand on the battlefield. When you got faith in God, you know that you're going to have the victory. Remember Christ when he was fasting? And in the wilderness, the devil came and said, if you be the Son of God, if you be the Son of God. He was tempting Jesus. You think, well, that was done and over with. No, on the cross, his persecutor said the same thing, if you be the Son of God. And if the devil will come back even on Jesus Christ and even on these ones, he's going to come back. You got to get ready. You got to get prepared. You can't let your guard down. That's what's happened in our country today. We've got the victory. We have a freedom to preach, a liberty to go like we haven't had in years. And the church has gotten lax and at ease. But get ready. The message is powerful this morning that God is trying to get across to you. Strengthen yourself. Get ready. Because the fight is coming back on, and you won't be able to stand unless you prepared yourself and got yourself ready for what's coming. Now in 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 22, I want to read this. And the prophet came to the king of Israel, speaking of Ahab, and said unto him, go strengthen thyself, and mark and see what thou doest, for at the return of the year the king of Syria will come up against thee. The prophet told King Ahab, said, go strengthen yourself now. God has given you the victory, but he's going to come back. Let me go to the beginning of this, what happened. Ben-Had, the king of Syria, sent word to King Ahab, and we know King Ahab was a wicked and Jezebel were wicked people, but God defended his people for his name's sake. And he sent word to Ahab. He said, I want this and this and this in your house. And Ahab said, well, come on and get it. Get what you want. Let me explain. God is telling you and telling our nation, you cannot compromise with the enemy. Not one time you cannot compromise. You can't. Ahab said, all right, you can have what you asked for. Come and get it. And when Ben-Hadad heard that, king of Syria heard that, he sent another message to Ahab. Said, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send my servants in. We're going to take your children with your wives. We're going to take all your goods. We're going to take anything we want. And then Ahab went to his elders and said, now what am I going to do? See, once you give the enemy one foothold, he's not satisfied. He's going to come back in, and he's going to take more and more and more and more. You cannot, God is saying, you cannot compromise with the enemy, because he's coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And you can't let him in your house. You got to stand up against it. You got to claim the victory, and you got to do it God's way. And the Bible says that God spoke through the prophet and told Ahab to go fight the enemy. There were 32 kings that this king had gathered together to fight against Israel. And the Bible said they were filled. They filled the land with their chariots and soldiers. And God's people was just like two little kids, two little flocks. And in the eyes of man, there was absolutely no hope or no way they could defeat this great mighty army that came against God's people. But when God comes on the scene, I don't care how big or how mighty the enemy's army might be, God's army is greater and mightier. No one can fight against our God and come out victorious. And God came down that day, and God gave Israel the victory. And they went in and they slew the enemy, and Ben-Hadad, he escaped and ran off, and God gave them the victory. And after this great victory that they got, the prophet came to Ahab and said, now listen, go strengthen yourself, because in 1 year he's going to come back. And sure enough, just like the prophet said, this is what happened. In 1 year to the day, Ben-Hadad came back, and this is what he said. He said, the last time we fought with the Israelites, we fought them in the hills. So therefore, their God must be a God of the hills. This time, when we attack them, we're going to attack them in the valley. Because in the valley, their God won't be able to fight. I come by to tell you this. My God is God on the mountaintop. He's God when everything is going good. He's God when I got a little money in my pocket. He's God when I feel good. He's God when I got friends. He's God when everything seems to be sailing smooth. But I want you to know something, dear one. He's also God in the valley. Some of you are going through valleys and trials, and some of you going through tribulations right now. But I want you to know the same God that was with you when the mountaintop experience come, he's with you in the valley. And they assembled themselves together, and they sent word, we're going to come in and we're going to destroy you. And the children of Israel were outnumbered 100 to 1. I want you to think about that. They were outnumbered 100 to 1. And you would say, how in the world could you fight against the army when you were outnumbered 100 to 1? Oh, I can tell you one thing. When God shows up, you don't have to count nickels. You don't have to count noses. You don't have to count swords. Because when he shows up, he'll take up the slack. When he shows up, he'll lead you in the right path. When he shows up, he'll tell you which way to go. And the enemy can't stand before God. We live in a nation today that's mocking God and pursuing and compromising with this world and saying things that are right, that are horribly wrong, and the moral system and this thing about the marriage and the abortion and all this stuff. We're trying as a nation to compromise, and not just compromise in our nation, but to get other nations to compromise and teach our children things that are wrong and is an abomination in the sight of God. We have compromised, but God is saying to you, God is saying to the church, God is saying to America, take heed, because you're getting ready to go on another attack. Strengthen yourself. Get ready, because the enemy's coming with full force. And the only way you can get the victory, the only way you're going to be able to stand, is that you've got to know that you know that you know that God is with you. And you got to know that you got to follow his footsteps. The Bible says they assembled themselves together. And he went in, and God said, and we know that Ahab and Jezebel were not right with God. But God was defending his name and his people. And God will do the same for us in our nation if God's people who are called by His name will humble themselves, will turn from their wicked ways and seek the face of God. God will heal our land. God will bring victory. But we got to realize we can't compromise with the enemy. We can't let our guard down. We got to keep ourselves guarded up and gird up with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded about with the truth, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, have on the shield of faith, the sword, which is the word of God. You got to be ready for battle. Some people are geared for a picnic. Honey, this ain't a picnic. We're in battle, a spiritual battle, and we're fighting for the souls of men and women. We're fighting for our nation to stand. We're fighting for a revival for our land, and we're going out in the love of Christ, spreading the gospel, telling all that Jesus loves them, and there's redemption through His precious name. And He didn't come that any would be condemned, but all would be saved through His name. You got to realize today, this is a serious battle that we're in. The Bible says they went out into the fight, and God gave them the victory. God gave them the victory that day, even though they were outnumbered 100-1, God gave them the victory. And in this mighty army, the Bible says, now this is good. Y'all stay tuned because as one little girl said, this gets gooder and gooder. 27,000 of them escaped during this battle. They were fighting in the plains, and they found out the God of Israel was God in the mountains, but He's also God in the valley and the plains. God is God no matter. One truck driver said he was praying one night, and he said, Lord, on the mountain it's snowing, and down on the lower road it's foggy. Which road should I take? He said, God spoke to him and said, take any road you want to. I'm on both of them. I want you to know God is God when it's clear, and is God when it's snowing. God is God when it's raining, and God is God when it's foggy. But He said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you, and I'll order the footsteps of a righteous man, or order of the Lord. If you'll march according to God's word, God will give you the victory, no matter who and what comes out against you. Some of you have got a bad diagnosis from the doctor. Some of you got a bad diagnosis in your home and your children. But I come to tell you, hold on to God's unchanging hand. He'll bring you through. He'll cause you to have the victory. And that day Israel had the victory. But 27,000 of them escaped. And the Bible says they went into a place, and they came to this place where there was a great wall. And they got down, and they leaned up against this great wall, and they were resting, thinking they had outrun the judgment of God. And the Bible says that wall fell on them and killed every one of them. You cannot outrun the judgment of God. I want you to know, dear one, that the Lord loves you, and He wants you to be born again. He wants you to have a home in heaven. But if you choose to reject Jesus, you have chosen to come under the judgment of God, and you'll not escape it. I don't care how fancy your house is. I don't care what kind of bank account you got. I don't care what influential friends you got, what kind of designer clothes you wearing, what part of town you live in. If you don't know Jesus, you lost, and you're on your way to hell. You need to know today that you must be born again. And I want you to listen to this now. Listen to what I've told you about how God delivered them in the mountains. God warned them the enemy was coming back. See, God knows what the devil's going to do before he even makes a move. And God will prepare you and position you if you listen to Him. And God was God down in the valley, and He gave them the victory. And even the ones that escaped, God's hand of judgment reached out and brought them down. Now, the king of Syria, Ben-Hadad, this is what happened. He escaped, and he came to King Ahab. Now, this is the same king that threatened him to come against him with 32 kings, come against him to kill him and his people, to take everything they have, take his wives and his children, and just loot the whole land. This is that same king. Ahab picked him up, put him in his chariot, and made a covenant with him. And Ben-Hadad promised to do all these great things if Ahab would just spare his life and make a covenant with him, and Ahab was fool enough to do it. Once God delivers you and gets you out of that mess you're in and brings you to a victory, Child, please have sense enough not to drag that thing back up in your house and let it live and let it go on and take it back in your bosom. If God delivers you from drugs or alcohol or whatever it may be, don't go back to it. Leave it alone. Keep it out of your chariot. Don't make a covenant with it. Don't compromise with it. You cannot make covenants with the enemy. The enemy has come in to destroy. We got enemies that wants to destroy our way of life, our Christian heritage, destroy our children, destroy our land. But we've got to wake up. The Lord is saying, prepare yourself, strengthen yourself. The battle's coming. Know that He's still God of the mountain, but He's also God in the plains. But you cannot compromise, and you cannot make a league with the enemy. You got to be victorious and let them know, hey, I'm not giving in to this, and we're going to do it the way God says do it, not the way you. How many times have we lost the victory? How many times has God bought us out and delivered us and we turned around and went right back in the same mess that we was in before? And when the prophet came to Ahab after he done that, he said, listen, God is telling you something. Because of what you done and because of the destruction that's going to come because you let this man live, it'll be your life for his life. God don't play trick or treat, child. It's repent or perish. God's not playing. God is warning us all today. Don't compromise with the enemy. Prepare yourself. Get ready for battle. Get on the whole armor of God. Stay in His Word and let God order your footsteps. And no matter who or what situation comes up against you, you'll always have the victory. Remember what King David said. Before he was even king, as a little shepherd boy, when he faced Goliath, he told Goliath, he said, today I'll take your head off, and today I'll feed your carcass to the fowls of the air, and today the whole earth will know there's a God in Israel, and today I'll get the victory over you. And when that sling went out, and that stone went out, that day, just like David said, he got the victory. And today we've got to say, no, I'm not doing this and this and this, but this is what you're going to do. You're not going to come in. You're not going to dismay me. You're not going to destroy our army. You're not going to destroy our land. We're not going to let you prance up and down. Let me explain something to you. Goliath came out every morning and every evening, and he cursed the armies of Israel. And that's the same thing the devil tries to do. You listen to me now. I'm going to tell you the truth, and you'll know what I'm saying is truth. Every morning, the enemy comes and tries to give you a prophecy. He says, it's going to be a bad day. Kids are never going to do right. You're never going to feel good. Your finances are never going to work out. The workplace is never going to be good. He tries to give you a prophecy and get your day started off with that negative and that lie that he's given you. And he wants you. The only power he can have in your life is what power you give him. And the power you give him is when you believe a lie he told you. And then he comes out just before you go to bed at night with that same thing, just like Goliath, come prancing out with his big fancy shiny clothes on, telling you what he's going to do and cursing you and telling you just as good as dead. But you can't believe that lie. You got to stand up against it in the name of Jesus. And you got to take the word and run with it and know, hey, the victory's mine. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The Lord, He feeds the fowls of the air, He clothes the lilies of the field. How much more is He going to take care of me? He's my shepherd and I shall not want. He's going to make me to lie down in green pastures and drink out of the still waters. And His rod and staff, they're going to comfort me. And I'm going to dwell in His house forevermore. My cup's going to run over. He anoints my head with oil. And I'll have a table prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. God is going to give me, I have the victory through the name of Jesus. You got to agree with the word of God. You got to know how to fight. You got to know how to stand. And you got to know the word of God and know what God's will is for you. There's so many of you today. You have made so many contracts, so many compromises with the enemy. Trying to have peace. There's only one way you can have peace. And that's through the Prince of Peace. And that's Jesus Christ. And as Goliath cursed in the morning and the evening and tried to give Israel a false prophet, there was one boy stood up and said, no, it's not like that. That's not true. That's not how it's going to end. That's not what's going to happen. And by faith in his God, knowing he was in covenant relationship with God, David got the victory that day. And God gave these people the victory that day, but King Ahab made a serious mistake of making a league with the one that God had already doomed, and making a league with the one that had wanted to come in and kill his people, take his wealth, destroy his nation, and that's the one he wanted to make a covenant with. Does that even sound logical? Does that even sound like good sense? Does that even sound like that will fly, as the saying goes? But as outlandish as this is and what happened in this, how about you? Who are you hooking up with? What are you hooking up with? What are you compromising with? Who are you standing with? If you ain't got Jesus, you better get Jesus, because you're going to need Jesus. Through him, we have the victory. Through Jesus, because of the blood of the Lamb, the devil can't come against that blood. He can come against a lot of things. Man's name won't do it. Man's prestige won't do it. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ. No other name given above heaven whereby we must be saved except through the name of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you again the message that God has given you. I'm telling you again, and I'm warning you again, God is saying this. Don't compromise with the enemy, not in any area of your life. Don't compromise. Number two, strengthen yourself, because you're going into another battle, and you won't be able to stand unless you stood on the Word of God and know what God's Word says. Today, we live in perilous times. Today, we live in serious times, but we live in victorious times because Jesus is getting ready to come back. And I pray today that if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that you'll take this time and get out on your knees, or if you're driving your car, just in your heart, say, Lord, forgive me of my sins and wash away my sins. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Order my footsteps. Write my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I choose to serve you all the days of my life. Will you make that decision today? And today, if this message has been some kind of a blessing to you, I pray that you will take it and encourage others with it. If you get a chance, drop me a line and let me know that you're listening to the broadcast. That encourages me. And I promise you that if you send me your prayer request, I promise to pray for you. And I ask that you pray for me. I'm getting ready to make some trips out west to do some meetings. And I believe in God for souls for my hire. And I believe in God for a safe journey. But pray for me. And I pray that God will continue to bless the ministry. And I pray that you have a wonderful day in Jesus. And remember, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what kind of situation you're in. There's nothing too hard for our God. And you can visit my website. It's truckingforjesus.org, www.truckingforjesus.org. Go to that website, and my books are on there, and some of my tapes are on there, and I know that it will encourage your heart. God bless you today. If you're not going to church, get up, get ready, go to the house of God. Don't lay out. Don't be lazy. Get up and go hear God's word. Be faithful to God's word. Support your church. Pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. And pray that God will bring revival. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. And remember, God is faithful. I want to say that again. Remember, God is faithful. God is faithful. I want you to know that God is faithful. For he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And they that are with him are called the chosen and faithful. Revelation 17:14. He's faithful, and he wants us to be faithful. I found out a long time ago, it's not your talent and it's not your ability that makes your success in the sight of God. It's your faithfulness. And we can all be faithful. And I encourage you to be faithful to serve God. Be faithful to read your word. Be faithful to pray. Be faithful to encourage one another. Be faithful to lead your children in a path of righteousness. Be faithful to do that which is right. God wants to bless you. God wants to encourage you. And I pray today that you'll step out in faith and believe him for signs and wonders and believe Him for miracles. Thank you for listening.